Coming out of turn four, we're back with the Three Wide Podcast with EG3.
And thanks for tuning in.
Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up? Three Wide Podcast, EG3. Ladies and gentlemen, is back for another edition. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, for the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast. Y'all know what the deal is. Man, it's been a minute since we're back on the podcast. Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of racing. Recording this on Friday, the first Friday of the month, December 2020, finally starting to officially wind down here. Man, recording this as usual from Manhattan, Kansas on this cool Friday here in Manhattan, Kansas. Yes, feels like more winter than fall around in these parts in the central United States. This has just been crazy. When I said two weeks, and man, this week has been crazy. So, but this episode will not go out tonight. It will go out tomorrow afternoon. So, for you guys wondering what's going on, yeah, this episode will go out tomorrow afternoon. It'll be pretty much right after the K-State football game against Texas here, the season finale in football, at least here in Manhattan, Kansas, at home, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. This will be out tomorrow afternoon for your weekend listening pleasures as well. Yes, it's probably a weird time to put podcasts, but hey, it's off-season, you do what you want to do, right? So there you go right there, folks. It'll be out tomorrow, and then I recorded a special guest episode for Monday night. Now I'm going to leave it at that. As well, some good stuff coming out, and I already got another special guest interview for lined up for next week that will go out probably the same week as the EG3 Awards. So basically, things are winding down, and I'm gonna leave it like that as well. So for you guys to ponder, to marinate on that for a little bit on this podcast. This is gonna be a shorter episode, obviously. Half hour. This is going to be focused solely on the Xfinity series. My power rankings, top 10 from this past year. Obviously, there's going to be a couple of new faces for next year as the Xfinity series moves into 2021 here. But yeah, that's what's going on. The EG3 Awards will be a week before Christmas and then nothing until January. So we got, so have this episode for y'all, then two special guest episodes, and then the grand finale to kind of, I mean, we already did cap off the season finale already, but there could be the grand finale of season 5 with the EG3 Awards, volume 5 gonna come, and then nothing else until January, possibly the second week of January, and then we're gonna roll out, continue. The plan is for this podcast still to do every other for January, and then when first of February hits, we're back officially starting season 6, first week of February, and just rolling episodes from there. I've been doing a lot of content for K-State. If you haven't paying attention already, if you're not familiar with my other podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, shameless plug for it, but hey, I've been doing a lot of stuff with them. So, and then starting back up Flint Hill stuff, covering them as well, a local basketball team, school team here in town as well. So a lot of things going on, holiday season rolling around, newborn, well, she's not a newborn anymore, but almost got a 10 month old now. So a lot of stuff going on in the Greer household, along with the podcast and stuff as well. So exciting stuff going on with stuff, and I'm very excited to have guests on the podcast. And I'm going to leave you guys in the dark with that. So, got one Monday night. Again, Monday night, the special guest interview. Monday night, and then I got another recording of that this upcoming week, which will be posted next Monday, which will be the last one of the 2020 calendar year, and then the grand finale of the EG3 Awards to follow that, and obviously I'll be on the Loose Lugs Pod, our holiday edition, coming up. They're going to record that, so a lot going on in the world of podcasting here for yours truly, EG3. So I wanted to take the time out to explain what's been going on. Again, this episode will be out tomorrow afternoon. So I have to go. So when I get home from dinner tonight from out of town, I'll be doing all that kind of stuff, getting that set up for you guys to download and listen to. And then if you missed out on any of the episodes this year, please tell your friends. Tell them about the podcast. Through our podcast, you missed the season finale, 5 finale, go back, download. If you missed out any of the guest interviews this year, please go back and download them from our archives. We listen to from Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, you know the deal, Amazon Music. You guys know what the deal is about our show. So I wanted to kind of market a little bit. I know things are kind of slowed down a little bit, but for sure, 3 more episodes, we're actually counting this one, actually 4 episodes to come, new content in the month of December to come, so yeah, stay tuned. So basically, back-to-back episodes, you got this one Monday night, and we're going to have the other one posted, not this Monday, because I already got one already ecked out in the schedule, following Monday, got that one, and then if I do get another one, I might sneak it in there, but I might save it for the new year of 2021. So yeah, exciting stuff with the 3Y Podcast EG3. So a lot going on around these parts. So yes, I mentioned Xfinity before that, I want to acknowledge some of the moves here real quick here. So Corey LaJoy, he obviously finished up the year 2020 with Go Fast. He's moving on to Spire Motorsports next year, and Spire Motorsports expanding to a 2-car operation. And Corey LaJoy, this is going to be full time. And obviously, we've seen the number 77 at numerous points this year for the last couple years. And then he's going to be the new car, which is going to be the 10 car for. Not the 10 car, the 7. I'm thinking of the wrong car. The 7 car for Spire Motorsports as well. So interesting there that they have a part. Well, that 77 for Spire, obviously that's been the victory lane before with Justin Haley last year. And then you got to go back. Yeah, and then, yeah, they were with the 77. Yeah, I'm getting mixed up. And then they're bringing out the new car with the 7 car, and I believe it's Toyota manufacturer for that team. I'm pretty sure it is because the 77 was this year, so they're going to go full-time with it, and Corey LaJoy is pretty excited that he has a chance to compete. Well, we'll see about that. Don't jump the gun just yet on that, LaJoy. I got to see the proof in the pudding first with all that says so. But yes, Spire Motorsports expanding to a 2-car operation in 2021. LaJoy will be in the 7, and I believe, and we'll talk about this more in the 2021. I believe the 77 is still part-time, if I'm not mistaken. So it was apparently a deal between he and one of his marketing friends, and they got the deal done. And I was wondering to think what Corey LaJoy was going to do. So, pardon me, if I get caught up in it, because I'm doing 2 things at one time. But yes, Corey LaJoy going to Spire Motorsports, and he's going to be driving the number 7 for them. John Hunter Nemechek, before I go into my power rankings here, John Hunter Nemechek, who was in his rookie season with Front Row Motorsports, decided to not be with the team no more. He is going to be going back to the Truck Series full time with Kyle Busch Motorsports next year. I have no problem with it. There are people, I guess, on Twitter, having some issues with it. First off, I don't have an issue with that. I mean, you want to be comfortable with, and you want to have a chance to win races. And, I mean, yes, he had solid runs. John Nemechek, interesting case here. Early on, he was competitive in that ride. Really, all those cars were competitive, getting some nice top 20 finishes. One that comes to my mind immediately was Darlington when the NASCAR came back to from the got the green light to come during the pandemic. Ran very well at Darlington, but then the wheels just came off in the second half of the year. Getting involved in wrecks, things like that. Not competitive. John Nemechek is doing what best for him. He wants to go get competitive, and no other domino effect than going down there to Kyle Busch Motorsports, and that actually leaves, where's Rafael Lazar going to go? If he's going to move over car trucks or not, I don't know. We'll definitely know more here in the upcoming weeks for sure. But John, we know this. John J.H.N. will be going to Kyle Busch Motorsports. And yes, Kyle Busch only had one win this year. That came in the came with Rafael Lassard at Talladega. So, John Nemechek has been always been a player, always been a competitive in the truck series. In his days, running his own stuff. Or not his own stuff, his family stuff. And now, you know, he's going into a dream situation, really, that Kyle Busch Motorsports, a champion, you're driving for a hard-nosed owner. We all know Kyle Busch is passionate. I do not have to repeat that. We all know that by now, and the hunger is still there. He wants to go down and win races. I got no problem with it from where I'm standing at. So if I'm not competitive, I mean, nowadays we got rookies jumping up in here trying to do something, and it doesn't work the first time, and then it lands into part-time rides with these full field, these car fillers, these premium motorsports, all these other motorsports that they're not competitive with. So I have no issue with John Nemechek going there. Now you're basically saying, hey, you're taking a chance going back down there with a good organization with Kyle Busch Motorsports, going there with a chance to win races. And I think he's going to do so. I think this puts him right there back in championship contention. I mean, yes, I mean, Sheldon Creed, your Gainer Outdoor champion from this past year was red hot, but this puts another threat to the table here. He's a veteran in the series, we can put it like that. So, very good move here in his aspects for John Nemechek. Going back down a couple of series, you're not going down to the Xfinity series. You're going back down to the totem pole there, where you're taking a huge chance. If this move doesn't work, then, yeah, you're going to get criticized for it. I mean, You were making good money there for a little bit in the Cup Series there, having those good strong runs, outrunning competition like the Stuart Haases, the Joe Gibbs, and second half of the year just wasn't going to cut it, or didn't cut it for John Nemechek there, as he really struggled there to find footing in the second half, getting involved in wrecks, and then running good, and then finding bad luck his way. So John Nemechek going back down to Kyle Busch Motorsports there, Coral Joy finding his next ride in the Cup Series, and Coral Joy being pretty damn optimistic about his chances with Spire Motorsports and competing with the best. Well, you know, Spire Motorsports, you know, have been running in the back with the 77 car, so we'll see about that in 2021 with Coral Joy in riding the number 7 for Spire Motorsports.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
This off-season shortened edition of the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast rolls along, EG3, taking time out of the busy schedule to record this podcast every 2 weeks. Of course, the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, get it wherever you find your podcast. All right. So the second half of the podcast now, I'm going to go over quickly here my top 10 for the Xfinity Series this season, my top 10 power rankings, and I'm going to start off with number 10, Ryan Sieg, my number 10th on this list here to kind of pop off the rankings and to end this podcast with that. Hey, Ryan Sieg made the playoffs and had some strong runs this year. Ryan Sieg finished 10th in the season standings this year, made the playoffs and made it to the second round of the playoffs there. Obviously, still hasn't won, drew for his own team. And same thing, and I can relate this to John Hunter Nemechek. Ryan Sieg started off the season hot, ran very well, and had some good race cars, particularly at Richmond, and then slowed down a little bit in the second half of the year, but end of the year with two stage wins. That's huge for this team. 7 top fives, 11 top tens for Sieg. What's the next step for this team program? Well, obviously, to win a race. That's huge for this team going forward. Ryan Sieg, own program, did a fine job right there. So that's next for this program, is to possibly upset the apple cart and get to victory lane, and maybe on a speedway track, most notably, and probably even more so on a short track next year. So we'll see there. Good stuff there from Ryan Sieg at number 10. This will probably will surprise some of y'all here. This is a guy that I talked about a little bit on the recording of the special guest interview that I did over the week, and that is Jeb Burton. Yes, that's right, folks. I said Jeb Burton. I got him at number 9. Obviously, he is going to go to Collier Racing. I explain a lot about that situation on the next podcast that you're going to hear on Monday night. I'm going to leave it like that. Jeb Burton, I got him at number 9. Yes, I do. Number 9, no wins. 3 top 5s, 6 top 10s. A stage win with Junior Motorsports in that, sharing that number 8 ride for Dale Earnhardt Jr. Listen, Jeb Burton, this is a big chance for opportunity for him to, this is huge, in that number 10 ride. Obviously, Ross Chastain did not win a damn thing in that ride for some reason, because he was there, but the wins did not. And so Jeb Burton, a life opportunity, he's worked his ass off to get this opportunity to get a ride, full-time ride. He finally has it. And the way that Collie Racing has trended up lately, not only this year, but in last year and the year before that, Matt Collie, and now you add in AJ Allmendinger, full-time ride now, full-time. This organization is going to be something to deal with, especially next year. They're going to be right there in the thick of trying to win a championship and obviously trying to throne Austin Strength. Jeb Burton, big congrats there on getting that full-time ride, replacing Ross Chastain, who's moving up into the 42 ride. That's my number 9 there. And speaking of which leads to my number 8, good transition, Ross Chastain at 8. And y'all thinking, what the hell is this guy doing, put him at 8? Well, for one, did not win a race. So that's that right there. You're in pretty damn good equipment. You're competitive each and every week. You have 27 top 10s, 3 stage wins, 15 top fives, and I said from the outset this year on this show that Ross Chastain needed to, I thought he was going to get some, be a multi-winner. And I know I said it this somewhere this year in the podcast. I don't know which episode. I've done a lot of shows this year. So Ross Chastain, he's got to be disappointed. I mean, yeah, he's going to the Cup Series. I mean, this dude's aggressive man. He loves to get up on the wheel, make bold ass moves. We saw in the playoffs there, and he had a couple times in the playoffs to win races, didn't do it. So he was put in position to do so and didn't do it. Where we try to do too much or whatnot, just wasn't there for him to do that. And Ross Chastain now goes to the Cup Series. I mean, before this year, he came off that 2-win season there where, man, he was the Cinderella story of last year, and he was got an award on this podcast. I believe it was an EG3, the ultimate EG3 award. Either he or Ryan Blaney did it, got it. But, you know, that's the thing. I mean, you have to close out these things with wins, and just didn't get it done. That's why he's 8th on the board. I tell it what it is. He did not get it done. So, Ross Chastain ends the year at 8 for me, right there. And when your teammates winning, little AJ Allmendinger wins at Atlanta in a course in his road course at Charlotte Roval there. You got eight of your teammates winning, and Justin Haley winning three races this year and getting to the Final Four where you were supposed to get to the Final Four and didn't get it. So that's why you're down there. Yeah, a strong season, but it failed. It could have been a lot more for Ross Chastain. So that's number eight. Number seven, Brandon Jones. Once again, Brandon Jones. Great season for him. Finished sixth overall in the standings. For him, he's number seven on my list. Three wins, 10 top fives, 19 top tens. My favorite win was when he beat Kyle Busch straight up at Phoenix early, way early in the season, which felt like a lifetime ago now. So, Brandon Jones, he was there taking advantage. This is what I'm talking about. Closing out races. I mean, he was there in the top five, top ten. And then when the inner race comes up, shows up like in Kansas City, the first KC race there, shows up and beat a dominant Austin Cindric car right there in the same thing. Darlington, where Denny Hamlin and Ross Chastain, there we go, Ross Chastain, take each other out, put each other in the wall. Who was there? Brandon Jones came on strong in that race there at Darlington to win it. So, you know, Brandon Jones, he's the opposite of Chastain there. It'll be interesting to see what he does next year. Obviously, with new teammate Daniel Hemric at the controls there, Harrison Burton having that momentum off of two wins in the playoffs, even though he wasn't even part of the playoff discussion there. So, we'll see what happens there. Brandon Jones there coming back to the 19 team. He sits 7th on the list. 6th, Noah Gregson on this list here. He started off hot with the season-opening win at Daytona and then knocking his teammate Allgaier out of the way at Bristol and then really missed opportunities there, especially Texas. Damn it. How did you not close that out on the final turn? Wow. That's just NASCAR there for you. 17 top fives, 25 top tens, 9 stage wins for Gregson. I want to go back for Jones real quick. Had 3 stage wins. Gregson caps off the back half of it. This is on my list here with 9 stage wins here. And it what could have been for Noah Gregson. Noah Gregson was right there in the thick of things in the final laps, in overtime, in the Xfinity finale at Phoenix there with a chance to win it. This guy don't give a damn where he's at. He's going to go full throttle. And yeah, Noah Gregson, Heartbreak Hotel, and yet came back and almost won, spoiled the championship there at Phoenix right there. So, Noah Gregson, I'm sure he's going to be hungry than ever to get back to that same spot and to seal the deal this time. But he was basically a half corner away from putting himself in the championship four.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Continuing my power rankings from the Xfinity Series, my top 10 here on this edition of the podcast. Thank you for downloading and subscribing to the podcast. Eddie Greer III here with y'all. At number 5, and this is why I said y'all going to be surprised at me, like putting people where they're not supposed to go. Harrison Burton, number 5. For me, man, he ended the year strong. 2 wins after getting knocked out barely in the previous round. Harrison Burton took 2 of 3 in the round of 8 there. And Harrison Burton, big things are going to be on its way for that team. He lost his crew chief there to Kyle Busch there, to the Cup Series there. But Harrison Burton, what could have been for him there? I mean, stealing the spotlight away from Noah Gregson and then backing it up with another win at Martinsville. That's damn impressive for Harrison Burton. And I'm becoming a fan of Harrison Burton. He finished 8th in the state with 4 wins, 15 top fives, 22 top tens, only 1 stage win all year long. But this guy came on strong there late in the year, and hopefully this momentum can carry on into 2021 there. So much to look forward to. I've become a big fan of Harrison Burton. Very, very impressed with what he's done, and anxious to see what he does next season. And your top four is championship four. 4th, Justin Haley. I almost wanted him to put him 3rd on this list. He finished 3rd on this list on Indy overall standings, but he's fourth on the list here. Haley, 3 wins, all of them speedway races. He knows how to get it done. He's put himself in the underrated category as one of the more underrated drivers on a speedway circuit. There any the most likely name to put himself, like I explained earlier, into the championship four. A lot of people thought Ross Chastain was going to be here. Nope. Justin Haley proved all of us wrong. And he's got a little mojo next year. And that, like I said, that's stable. I've talked about it a lot more in the next episode. There's a lot of things happening right now. And there's a lot of rumors that this organization could be moving up the cup. So Justin Haley, tremendous year. Gets to the championship four and finishes third in the overall point standings. Very impressive this year. And Justin Haley, we got Daytona. Coming up in February, baby. So we'll see. Justin Allgaier, number 3. Runner-up in this year's standings to the eventual champion, Austin Cindric. Also 3 wins, and he was hot late in the summer there. Finally got his wins, 11 top 5s, 19 top 10s, 12 stage points. That is more than your eventual champion, and second to the most wins in Chase Briscoe. Third, Allgaier, the so-called, what I called on the show, grandpa of the Xfinity series, and rightfully so. So, but Allgaier had every opportunity. He was leading before the caution came out, and then kind of like the current copy of what we saw in the Truck Series Championship race there, lost the lead to Austin Cindric there, but Justin Allgaier, nothing to hang your head about there. And we'll see if he can finally break through and get that championship for him for Junior Motorsports. At number 2, the most wins, Chase Briscoe. Excuse me. Chase Briscoe, number 2. Their 9-win season. And again, like the Kevin Harvick, did not get it done when he needed it in the championship setting there. Brought the caution out. The final caution of 2020. How funny is that? Right there for those guys. So, brought the caution out, which they set up the drama there. Austin Cindric. Chase Briscoe, 9 win season, 16 top 5s, 22 top 10s, 13 stage wins, and he's going to be placing Bowyer in the 14 for Stuart Haas next season in the 2021 season. It'll be interesting. I'm interested, intrigued to see what he does in that ride. Obviously, I mean, that 14 ride, let's be honest, it's not a winning ride. Yes, Clint Bowyer's retired, but that car, hasn't been fast enough to win races. It'll be interesting to see what Chase Briscoe does. He's bringing up his sponsor, High Point, with him. So, yeah, we'll see about that. Following the footsteps of Tony Stewart. He's still with Tony Stewart, so we'll see what happens there. And, of course, Austin Cindric returning to the Xfinity Series as the champion next season in 2021. Number 1 on my list. Number 1 on my power rankings here. You win the championship. 19 top 5s, 26 top 10s, 6 win season. Yes, he doesn't have the most wins, but the dude came on strong. No question about that. He's really come onto his own, and now you already got your future already playing out in front of you. You're going to be in that the Wood Brothers 21 for 2022. So you're already set, baby, and you have a chance to repeat. It's tough to repeat as champion in the sport, or any level for that matter. And also centric for him to watch him grow in this role. I've been very, very impressed with Austin Cindric. I mean, he sucked. I mean, we all know he's talented on road courses, but he wasn't right on the other on the intermediates, the short track game. But all of a sudden, you look at the schedule for next year. This favors Austin Cindric with all these road courses that we're going to be going to next year. I'm excited for that. And the growth that he's going to do. You're getting another year in Xfinity. And you possibly can benefit from that. Yeah, you're not dealing with no Chase Briscoe no more. He out. But you're going to be dealing with Allgaier still. And the wrath of colleague racing. You still got to deal with those guys. You still got to deal with the Junior Motorsports, Joe Gibbs Racing. The trio, actually. So, you know, Austin Cindric right now, sitting high and mighty right now, sitting pretty right now. You have an opportunity to be the Chase Briscoe next year, win more races, and get back to the same spot we were this year. So, and that 22 was the best car. I mean, yes, Allgaier was leading. There were multiple leaders in that race, but Austin showed a lot of muscle, and he definitely showed it there on the last lap there, getting around Gregson and winning the championship right there. My number one on my list here to cap off the Xfinity side of things, no other than the champ himself, Austin Cindric. So excited to see what he does next year. He could definitely be the quote-unquote Kevin Harvick for the Xfinity Series next year. We'll have to find out when the calendar year turns 2021. You can follow me at Eddie_EG3 for more of you would like. And you know what to do with the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts are found. You know what to do there. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star rating. That helps us out tremendously. Gets other fans of NASCAR to find our show on that as well. So I appreciate y'all, all y'all listening tonight for the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. That is going to wrap it for me for now. So, but yeah, my Xfinity Series Power Rankings is a wrap for that. So this guy is hungry, so it's time to eat on this Friday night. Remember, this podcast will come out tomorrow afternoon. Be out on lookout for that. That's that, folks. So, been a quick, this 30 minutes has gone back pretty fast. A lot of action, a lot of news to talk about, and we'll sure have another episode down the line somewhere. But yes, the next time I'll be talking to you will be the EG3 Awards, because I got another recording of another guest coming up this week. So that's the next time I'll be talking to you guys. But be out on the lookout for back-to-back episodes of the 3Y Podcast coming up. Podcast near you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a wrap for another edition of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Big shout-out to Big D for his hard work. It's been crazy over here in Manhattan, Kansas, the old MHK. Lately, I appreciate y'all. Appreciate your patience with the 3Y Podcast. And we'll talk to you next time on the podcast. But for now, have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you next time on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast.
To the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.